All right. Well, hey, GWA. This is Isla, and this is the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. And let's get started. Where do you rank audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? I rank it pretty high. It's got to be in like my top. It's right now. It's in top place. I guess like I've been listening to recordings for about a year now, but I just recently discovered this community and I'm obsessed. I'm just obsessed. Like there's so much talent and so many people that are seriously doing a very good job of getting me off. So more power to you guys. Thank you so much for all the orgasms. What's next? Lost my place here. I'm so sorry about that. Let's see. Which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? Shoot, male dom, daddy little girl, anything that involves a male and female power exchange, I'm a big fan of, because that's kind of what I'm into in real life. So yeah, I'm all about it. It's great. Thank you so much for the plethora of those. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? I've discovered that accents get to me in a weird way. So there's the Scottish accents, proper British accents, and Australian accents. Just, hello. I should move. No, that's a terrible reason to ever relocate. But it definitely, some of you guys are doing it right. And yeah, that's the one. I think another turn on is actually listening to a guy break. Love man sound posts. Love him. Can't get enough. It's absolutely gorgeous to listen to. It's heavenly to hear you guys break and moan. Oh, and I didn't realize that I liked it so much until I started listening. So yes, love it. We all scan the tags to find the audios that pique our interest. Without regard to the title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with gender tags. Male for female. Big fan. Female for female and fem dom. I do enjoy male for female, male dom, obviously. And daddy little girl. Yeah. Again with the power exchange. Love the power exchange stuff. Let's do that a lot. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Definitely a gentleman who can pull off a 3-piece suit, whether it be fully done up or at the end of the day and somehow just a little undone. I love that. There's a confidence. If you have confidence doing it, then I'm done and I am at your mercy. I also really love what I call the Bruce Springsteen look, which is guys in jeans and a nice t-shirt. It's like a lazy sexy. And I just, yeah, it's a confidence thing that kind of radiates off of men that I'm very drawn to. Yes. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I've done sexy things at the altar in a church as a preacher's daughter, so I had keys to the church, which is a terrible plan, 17. Like, I don't know what my parents were thinking. That I was raised as a good Catholic girl and I would never do anything wrong. Whoops. And then, yeah, I've gotten off at work a few times, so that's been interesting. I had sex in a developer room and that was awesome. I would absolutely recommend it to anyone because the red light just makes everything look dark and edgy. It makes your partner, just good lighting. It's great lighting for sex. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? I do enjoy shower sex, but the last time I had shower sex, I brought down the shower curtain rod, and it was just a disaster. It was messy, and I broke things and had to call the complex to come out and fix it. It was a thing. So yeah, I guess shower sex is probably off the table, because even when I'm trying to get just a little bit of leverage and I'm too strong for my own good, I don't know. Shower sex, big fan. What accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question include handcuffs, a corset, adult toys, a paddle, body paints, candles, or any other items you include to enhance the sex. Ooh, okay. So I've practiced BDSM for a while, so I've got a few things. So I have a blindfold and a collar. Love being blindfolded, especially when I'm starting to play with a partner. I really like being blindfolded. It allows me to relax. For some reason, I get very relaxed, blindfolded and tied up. They're very physical reminders that I am not in control, and I just need to chill the fuck out. Love them. Riding crop. Love that thing. I love the way it sounds in the air. That sound makes me shiver. The pain is so red hot. And I will beg for it. I will, which is weird. What else do I really enjoy? Handcuffs, done that. They're useful at the right times. Sometimes they're a little distracting. Neckties used as ties, or neckties used as, to tie me up. We used those. I'm sure there's others. I feel like there's others, but whatever. Have you had a one-night stand, and if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I have had many one-night stands. For the most part, they're decent. And I say decent because it's really difficult to have great sex with someone that you have not had sex with before. Because you just don't know each other. You don't know. You haven't worked out, where the limbs go. you don't know each other's kinks, so it's decent, but it's not great. Will I do it again? Probably. Probably. They're just people that I'm drawn to, and I have no problem expressing that. But it's, again, it's difficult to have great sex with someone that you don't know. And it's almost like when I do have, pretty great sex with someone I don't know, I always just think, oh goodness, we need to repeat this 7 or 8 times and get real good at it. And then also, can we talk to each other during the daytime for a bit? Because then, all sorts of stuff starts flowing and you get a connection, and that's when the brilliant sex is had. Where are we? I keep taking my glasses off and putting them back on in order to, I take the glasses off, answer the question, and then put them back on to read the screen again. It's a terrible plan. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I've been in a few, a handful of threesomes. I've enjoyed it. I would do it again. However, most of the time when I am in a threesome, it's because I'm trying to seduce a woman in a relationship, and I really just want, I get very dominant in those situations, and I want her to lean back and just enjoy, and I want us to enjoy each other, and I want the male in the situation to sit in the corner and watch and learn, take notes. I'm about to make your girl scream my name and beg for me. And you could learn a few things. But yes, I get very dominant in those situations. And I think there's only been one time where that got turned on me by both people, other people involved, and that was fantastic. Would do again. 10/10. Awesome. It's a good experience. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I am a switch, but I'm much more naturally submissive, and I would rather be the one tied up. There's something very potent, very intoxicating about that extremely physical reminder, you are not in control. You have given that up, and you are allowing someone else to conduct their own will. And that's, it's good. It gets me wet fast, especially like pulling against the restraints and knowing I'm not going anywhere. The flip side of that is sometimes I like to tie the knots. And sometimes when I'm ego tripping, I like to make sure you know exactly who can make you come the way I do. And sometimes daddy's little girl or your submissive whore likes to put you in your place. Because really, and this is why I say like naturally submissive when I'm a switch, I'm a really bad submissive. I'm a brat. I'm bratty. And I like to test my boundaries in the early phases. And that has actually weeded out a lot of men. If you can't receive as well as you give, if you can't take what you give, I will lose respect for you immediately. And then the game has changed in your mind. However, if you can take it and can handle it and you're still able to maintain the power or not put up with that, then we're game. Then it's showtime. I like that. Doesn't happen often, unfortunately, but if you can maintain yourself when I'm testing you, and we've got ourselves a pretty good match. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Good girl. Good girl. I can't say it and not get... I can't hear it, I can't say it, I can't read it. There's just... That phrase gets... It sends shivers down my spine. Absolutely. Whew. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? I am multi-orgasmic. I have no idea what my record is. For me, the first orgasm is just prep work. I mean, it's almost a given. The second orgasm, if it happens, kind of leads the way to, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's just they're rolling this pleasure. And I lose count and I lose touch with reality in a way. So I have no clue how many times I've come in a day. I can't do it to myself. So that's another thing. I can't make myself multi, which sucks. But with a partner that knows what they're doing, oh yeah. And I can't even tell you, I couldn't put a decent count on it. It would be too low, I imagine. Which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? You know, I would really, because it's been a while, I would really like to be in a dominant submissive power exchange and try to push boundaries and have them come down on me hard and just let me know it will not be tolerated and that I belong to them. Yeah, that would be great. It's been too long. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourselves? And what has become of those pictures and or video? Ooh, there are a lot of pictures of me out there in various states of undress and exposure. Absolutely. I have no clue. I mean, no clue. I would hope that I've been selective enough that they are somewhat protected. I mean, we're all adults, so I know that no one's going to put my professional career in danger, so I'm not that worried about it. There is one picture of a very red handprint across my ass and I'm pale, so it's like this bright red against like really light, you know, unblemished skin that I kind of want back. But, I mean, there's no getting it back in the digital age, but I want it back just for my own, this happened, for my own pleasure, because it's a good photo. I would like it back. let's see here. I've lost, I took my glasses off again, and that's where I went wrong, because now I have to search the screen and figure out where the hell I am. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Yes, I have. I have a really hard time. I can't come in public alone. I can't do it. I've got a block against it. It's really bad. I wish I could. I kind of broke through it recently, but I was technically alone with, you know, minimal risk. But even that, I just have a block against it on myself. And so if I get turned on during the daytime or at work, I'm screwed. I'm just going to be in hell for 8+ hours. Until I get home, in which case then it's on. But yeah, I will just suffer and I will stay turned up the whole time. Because once an idea is in my head, my mind just runs with it and I'll come back to it and it's terrible. I really need to stop listening to these things at work. Gotta stop doing that. I also need to stop texting certain people at work. Because they get to me and then I'm, you know, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's noon. And I've got another 8 hours before I can get home and take care of anything. So, and I do it all the time, by the way. This is an ongoing thing for me that I really need to just clamp down on. Ooh, clamps. Add that to the list of things I have used as an accessory. Okay. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? My neck, my ears, which I think should really be considered. I mean, it is an erogenous zone. A soft kiss at my neck or a strong hand at the nape of my neck turns me into a complete mess. I'm done. I'm yours. Hair pulling. If you get right, you get the hair right at the scalp, right at the root and pull. You like that. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's good shit. And then right, under my rib cage. That area is super sensitive. And just like, ooh, shivers. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? It doesn't matter to me in real life at all. Doesn't even, like, factor in. I've never looked at an erect cock in front of me and gone, too small, no thank you. I have gone, too big, that's never gonna work. Like, that's just gonna, it's not gonna happen. It won't. I have been in situations where I first started sleeping with someone and, you know, the first time I've seen them naked, have literally, you know, undressed them and seen what they've got and said, nope, that's not going to work, and try to leave because I couldn't imagine it working. I'm really tiny. I'm short. I'm very petite, and I'm petite inside too. So yeah, I'll look at that and just freak out. And of course, I mean, I've made it work in multiple situations, but it's always one of those moments where I'm like, oh, this is going to be a thing, isn't it? And it doesn't matter in fantasy for that reason. It just doesn't. I'm short and tiny all around, so it's going to work. Whatever you've got is probably going to work. How would you go about undressing your lover if you are standing and facing each other? Describe the process in detail. Ooh. Can we skip that? I know you probably want to hear it, but I don't want to get more turned on than I already am. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take on average? Really? Oh, I think good foreplay, so I'm like really into the psychological of sex. So good foreplay is anything that engages my mind and my body. As for how long it should take, it totally depends on the situation. If we are just trying to sneak a quick fuck in the middle of work or during the afternoon, then, you know, like 5 minutes. Again, shouldn't, like, we need to get going. But I also, you know, I come from the BDSM community, and we don't have sex. We have hour to 3 hour long sessions of, you know, either deny, or you're going to wish that you're going to wish to never come again, which I've been through. And yeah, that definitely will teach you a lesson about coming out of turn. That, yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, back to the accessories. Vibrators and Hitachi wands. Fucking Hitachi wands. Shit. Yeah, those things are evil. I mean, they're amazing, but so evil. And the doms who use them after orgasm 3, you guys are terrible. I mean, you're great. And I love you, and I would probably, you know, give you my firstborn. But no, you're terrible and sadistic. And anyway, I think that's it, actually. So this has been Isla. This has been way too much information. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks.